Tomorrow's World Commentary, January 22, 2021. Will you be an essential worker? 2020's most Googled news items include coronavirus, murder hornet, Australia fires, and at number 4 in the rankings, unemployment. Within the vein of unemployment, another question was on people's minds. Am I an essential worker? What is the most essential work you can take part in? According to the United States Department of Homeland Security, this group consists of those who conduct a range of operations and services that are typically essential to continue critical infrastructure operations. That definition may seem broad or even vague, but refers simply to workers whose jobs are deemed necessary for society to continue in the midst of the pandemic. Healthcare workers and food service workers are some of the most obvious examples. Such individuals' selfless efforts in the face of the COVID-19 trial have often been almost as overwhelmed as the toilet paper supply when all this began last year. We should rightly praise those who make sacrifices for the good of others. After all, living a life of service is a fundamental Christian principle. There have been many feel-good stories highlighting the resilience of the human spirit. In contrast, there has also been an essential work that has been both ignored and at times even attacked, whether by legislators or citizens angry with their search for the answer as to why this is happening. Religion, and perhaps more precisely Christianity, have been declared non-essential. While casinos, cannabis shops, and gun stores are deemed to fall within the broad umbrella of critical infrastructure operations, religion has been declared irrelevant to any solution. In this politically correct climate, calling for a day of prayer and fasting has even become controversial. Is it any wonder why division, dissent, and animosity are growing around the world? The most essential work is ignored in favor of human solutions, which often come with unintended consequences, often worse than the initial problem. While anger grows regarding why 2020 has been so terrible, the Bible offers answers that make sense. God explains the natural consequences for misusing His creation. These cause and effect relationships are outlined in the Bible, which predicts many of the issues we see today. See Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. Additionally, Christ prophesied that there would be wars, racial tensions, famines, disease epidemics, earthquakes, and many more sorrows before His return. See Matthew chapter 24. Many reflect on the past year and comment as though our wishes will somehow change the current reality. I cannot wait for 2020 to be over. It appears there is some belief that a sentient 2020 realizes its time is almost up, and 2021 will be here to stay. It's okay, this year will be different. Will it be different? Will we stop eating things that our Creator explained long ago were not designed for consumption? Will we again acknowledge that a biological man who wants to be a woman is an individual in need of help other than surgery? Will we acknowledge that it is not within mankind to direct his steps, Jeremiah 10, verse 23, and that we desperately need the guidance of one who loves us and is truly good and righteous? The good news is that better times are coming. And while each day society seems to fall deeper into darkness, we can take heart that it is darkest just before dawn. After all that Christ prophesied in Matthew 24 comes to pass, then the kingdom of God will be established on the earth. Those who take part in the most essential work in the universe, getting out the true gospel message, will help heal the world, in part by answering the question of why God allows certain events to happen. They will teach the laws of God and the way that leads to life. The world is in desperate need of this message of hope, this essential work. Will you be part of getting this message out? Will you be an essential worker? To learn more about the church supporting this message of hope, follow this link about the Living Church of God, the church behind this work. You may also order your own copy of the booklet, Do You Believe the True Gospel? And watch the Tomorrow's World telecast right here.